defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios. The Car Arms Microphone lit up as we get comfortable in the seat here and begin today's program. Unlike yesterday, where we had a technical glitch that we were absolutely unaware of until after it occurred, we just continued on with the show. Let me jump in here today with a number of issues I want to talk with you about today. First off, this one goes back. The first thing I want to mention to you today goes back to Neil McCabe on the Sunday broadcast. This is something, now I got to be honest with you, as we were live on the air, he texted me and I didn't see the text. Actually, I did see it, but extremely busy, as you can imagine, jumbling guests throughout the evening and managing content as we're moving through the live broadcast. I hit a little thumbs up on his text, and then we never made it back because back to the topic that he wanted to talk about because I had other things lined up. Needless to say, I've been meaning to get at this, and I'm going to do it right now. Ironically, what reminded me of it is my flying to and from Florida, because as you know, I'll fly with a firearm on a regular basis. Very simple to do. Let me explain it in a nutshell, because it sets up what we're going to talk about now. And that is, if you're going to fly with a firearm, it is 100% perfectly legal to do. You need to carry the firearm in a locked hard-sided container that only you have a key to, transport it in your checked luggage. When you get to the airline, when you get to the airport, walk over to the ticket counter to the agent, identify the fact that you have a firearm in the bag. They will ask you to open it. You will sign a form that declares under federal perjury laws that the firearm is unloaded. You can carry up to 11 pounds of ammunition, as long as the gun is unloaded, in the same bag as the firearm. That's true with most every airline. AirTran, formerly AirTran, now owned by Southwest, now part of Southwest, now Southwest, no AirTran in existence anymore. I used to fly them all the time, had a boneheaded requirement that ammunition had to travel in a second bag. However, under federal law, ammunition by itself does not have to be declared. So I got a wink and a nod from a TSA agent one time who said, "Hey, dude, quit flying with two bags. You don't have to declare ammo under federal regulations." And he winked at me. So I never declared the ammo again and was able to fly with the firearm in the bag. It was simply a violation of their policy. Tough. They're not in business anymore. And I found a way around it. Thanks to, of all people, a TSA inspector, which was a beautiful thing. Regardless, once you declare that, you then close the bag up, put the little card that you signed on top of it, zip the bag. Now, at the Atlanta International Airport, I take the bag myself. After it's been cleared or after they've been notified, put the little card in it that says it's unloaded. I walk it over to oversized baggage. It's not an oversized bag, so it's clear that there's a firearm in it. They go through the bag, tell you you're clean, and you're on your way at TSA. Boom, you're done. The whole process takes an extra 5 minutes. It's not that big of a deal. Kenan Williams, you know who he is? Kenan Williams is a defensive tackle for the New York Jets in the No Fun League. And Kenan Williams on March 5th was busted in New York. And I believe he was at LaGuardia. He was at LaGuardia International Airport. And he was busted, like many Americans are, at the airport with a lawfully owned firearm in his bag. There's a difference here. Most of the stories that we read of this type are the individual, and this happened, I think, more times at Atlanta International, which makes sense. It's the busiest airport in the world. But it happened in the top 10, Atlanta, Tampa, were in the top 10 and some others. But most of these stories we hear of the individual who is walking through security and realizes when it's too late that they forgot to take their gun out of a briefcase or out of a purse. Clearly, they know they would have a gun on their person, unless they're carrying in a crossbreed Super Tuck, which becomes so comfortable, you tend to forget it's there. Shameless plug, but it's true. So if you're carrying in a Super Tuck, make sure to check your waistband, right? Or just don't strap it on. Carry it with you in your car. on the way to the airport. I digress. But that's most of the cases. Most of the cases that we hear, that we see, that we read about, and that we talk about are individuals who got popped for simply making a mistake, realizing, oh my God, satellite radio moment, word, ah, I forgot I had my gun in there. And you think to yourself, bonehead, how can that be? People are human. People make mistakes. It's going to happen. If there are people out there who, you know, this guy maybe carries his firearm in a briefcase. He's an attorney. Maybe he carries it off body all the time. He simply didn't even think about it. Putting his gun in his briefcase is like putting milk on cereal. Getting up in the morning and strapping a gun on my hip to go anywhere is like putting milk on cereal, as I've said over the years. It's the way you live your life. It's the way I live my life. So there's nothing unusual about it. The problem is you cannot make that mistake. You simply can't make the mistake. You've got, and there are ways, there are tricks. I've taught myself tricks over the years when it comes to traveling. I never, ever, 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 ever use a bag that I travel with for a range bag or carrying a firearm in any way, shape, or form, or ammunition, at period. I have separate bags for each one. I would highly advise you to do the same. Otherwise, at some point in time, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to forget to look in the bag. You're going to forget you have ammo in it. You're going to forget you have a round in it. You're going to try to walk through security. You're not even going to think about it. You're human. You're capable of and will make a mistake from time to time. So, having said that, those are normally the cases that we see where the individual was walking through security. Now, is that person a criminal? No. That person's not a criminal. Is it a crime to do what they did? It depends on where you are. In Georgia, if you have a Georgia weapons permit, they're going to tell you to go back out to your car. Now, the TSA, Georgia's not going to charge you with a crime. Now, TSA is more than likely going to fine you, but you're not going to go to jail. For the most part, it's a free state. And there are some protections written into people who make a boneheaded mistake in the law in the state of Georgia. But that's not the case in New York. In New York, they actively pursue people like you. Now, in Keenan Williams' case, the defensive end, he was, by the way, apparently quite the athlete. He's the third overall pick in the 2019 National Football League draft. I haven't been following football for a number of years, couldn't care less about it. But nonetheless, know a little bit about it. And at number three, he's pretty good at what he does, okay? No question about it. But that's not what happened with 22-year-old Keenan Williams. 22-year-old Keenan Williams did exactly what I just described to you as we opened up the segment when I told you how you fly lawfully with a firearm. The problem is, Williams, who is from Alabama, a free state, is accustomed to, he's 22 years old, by the way, is accustomed to flying with a handgun lawfully, more than likely out of his home state of Alabama, or if he's in Alabama, it's quite possible he was flying, I don't know where he's from, in Alabama, but it's quite possible and highly likely that he may have been traveling to and from the Atlanta International Airport, which is not far from the border. Regardless, he was not violating the law the way he was traveling. He was violating New York's law, not travel laws, because he declared the firearm as he was supposed to do under federal law. He did it. The problem is, the moment he did it, the ticket agent notified New York City's draconian cops who enforced their draconian gun grabber laws and promptly arrested him because he wasn't licensed, and I say that with air quotes, in New York. Yet he's traveling with a lawfully owned firearm as a law-abiding citizen, declaring the gun under federal law lawfully, to travel lawfully to his home in Alabama. All of this legal under federal law. None of it legal under New York state law. Is Keenan Williams a criminal? No. Keenan Williams had no criminal intent. He simply was doing what millions of Americans do lawfully, legally, every single day. He was flying home with a lawfully owned firearm. Now, National Review Online covered this and did a really good job. But I say National Review covered it. It's in National Review, but it's a column by a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Tobin. And he did a great job in this. Jonathan Tobin is not National Review. He is an individual who writes for National Review. So it's not the National Review as if there's some type of entity that speaks news. He's a human being who wrote this article, and he did a hell of a job with it. I would highly recommend that you read it. And it is titled, Kenan Williams is Only the Latest Victim of New York City's Strict Gun Laws. When we come back from this break, I'm going to dig a little bit into this piece because there's a police officer that we're going to talk to. Not going to talk to. There's a police officer we're going to quote. I don't have him on the line. He's not welcome here on the show. I don't do anti-gunners on the program, in case you haven't figured that out. It's a waste of your time. We talk about these clowns. We don't talk to these clowns. They get enough airtime, just like you're going to see in a moment. So when we come back, I want to dig a little bit deeper into this because it's important. People need to understand this so that you don't make the same mistake. My God, you're human. You mean you're capable of a mistake? Yes, we're going to try to keep you from making one. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. We are settled into the studio chair here in the Armed American Radio Network. I love this. GunBroker.com studios. I love it. Have you joined GunBroker.com yet? It's free. Please, if you haven't, why? I mean, do me the solid, okay? Join. Take a look at all the auctions. It's a blast. While you sit there and eat your lunch, go through these things and get your face out of this coronavirus stink-ridden fake reporting that's going on all over the world, particularly here in the United States, that's driving this narrative that is creating mass panic in the most irresponsible way I have ever witnessed media ever as a media critic for the last 15 years over the nation's airwaves. This is unbelievable what we're seeing. It's historic garbage reporting, and it needs to stop ASAP. So get your face out of it. Do something healthy. Go look at GunBroker.com and look at all the cool things you could have or want to have or want to put on a wish list or just want to look at because it's cool to look at. It's absolutely free. Nobody's going to hammer you. You don't have to pay a dime. GunBroker.com. Just go sign up, okay, and support the people that support this microphone and support this studio and bring this voice to you 6 days a week on the nation's airwaves. All right, let me go back to Keenan Williams in New York for just a second and the NPR piece. Because there's something here that, look, as much as we might hate New York laws and can't stand even looking at Cuomo, I can't even look at the guy. I just simply can't even look at the guy without thinking, what the hell is wrong with those people? Have you not had enough of this Cuomo? Have you not had enough of Schumer? My God, New York, get over yourself. Fix the problem. Geez, you might find you can breathe a little bit easier. Not to mention the fact you throw that albatross around all of us. The rest of the country's got to put up with these losers as well and face stuff like this. So, yeah, you see how it's so easy. It really is. If you picture Cuomo, my God, Google his name and hit images and just look. Oh, man, oh, man. Let me take a breather. Hold on a second. That's a Diet Coke, by the way. I was craving something carbonated the last couple days. Diet Coke-wise, you know? Oh, you know what my favorite? Ice-cold bottle of real Coca-Cola, one of the Mexican Cokes with sugar cane. Can't drink them all the time because of the sugar, but I did have one this morning. It was just so refreshing. It's so good. Anyway, let's go back to Keenan Williams. Because there's something in this that has to be said. Whether we hate New York laws, whether we cannot stand even looking at that sleazeball of a governor, makes no difference. Why? Because if we're ignorant of the law, it's our fault. Keenan Williams should have known better. It is not rocket science. It's not hard to understand that New York City don't like you and your guns. It's that simple. It is not designed to thwart crime. It's designed to arrest people like you and to discourage you exercising your constitutional right because they are rabid anti-constitution, anti-freedom, socialist, America-hating freaks there. So get that through your head. When you travel, visit a site like handgunlaw.us. For crying out loud, if you have a question, send me an email. I will be more than happy to help you to keep you out of trouble. Just because what you're doing is legal under federal law does not mean that those zealots and demagogues in New York State are not going to pound you to the pavement and stick you in jail, because they will. And I can promise you, for the most part, I'm sure I might be wrong, some of you out there may have Keenan Williams money. The vast majority of us do not. So he was able to buy his way out of bail, no question about it. But this is going to cost him an awful lot of money and could result in some jail time for him. And what I'm telling you is that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Whether we hate the law, whether the law is wrong and we know it, whether we know what they're trying to accomplish with the law or not, it doesn't matter. This is Keenan Williams' fault. Nobody else's. None. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Let me quote Jonathan in this piece. Anyone who has spent time, any time in New York, knows that the city rigorously enforces its draconian gun laws. Moreover, as the NRA advises when flying, gun owners must have a legal permit for their weapons, both from the flight's origin and its destination. Now, let me stop there, because I'm not really sure what that means. Legal license? What? What is that? What, legal permit for their weapon? I don't have to have a permit in the state of Georgia to fly with my firearm. I'm allowed to transport my gun. I don't have to have a Georgia weapons license to put my gun in my bag and go to the airport. I don't have to do that. I'm allowed to transport that gun. So I don't know what that means. You know, there should be some clarification there. Is that from Jonathan or is that from the National Rifle Association? I find it hard to believe, and I didn't do any digging. I'm working off this National Review piece. But I'm going to guess that this is probably Jonathan. I doubt very seriously that the National Rifle Association would say, make sure you have a license. There is no license required in most states. And it's interesting how media, in that sense, likes to phrase this. Well, the gun was licensed. I don't have to have a license, nor do I have to register a handgun in a free state where I live. And I don't need to prove that to anybody except in New York. Because in New York, and what this is referring to, I am almost certain, is a concealed weapons permit of some sort, is what they're talking about when they say license. That's more than likely what the author is discussing. Anyone who has spent any time in New York knows that the city rigorously enforces its draconian gun laws. Moreover, as the NRA advises, when flying, gun owners must have a legal permit for their weapons, both from the flight's origin and its destination. Williams, who has been a member of one of the city's two NFL franchises since last April, though both actually practice and play in New Jersey, the Giants and the Jets play in Jersey, should have been aware of this. The author's correct. He should have been. If anything, his status as a well-known, wealthy football player increases the odds that he will not be let off with a lesser charge. And that's true. And he should have known. The fact of the matter is, ignorance of that boneheaded draconian law is no excuse. But Jonathan, the author, does something that I like. And he goes on to talk about the dishonest nature, is what he calls it, of the way we discuss gun legislation. Now, when he says we, I'm not including myself in that. I don't know if anybody out there, as you and me together, as an audience and as friends and as listeners and hosts, we're as honest as it gets when it comes to talking about gun laws and gun legislation. It's what we do. But there are people in New York who he mentions are advocating for even stricter gun laws that would ban certain types of guns, assault weapons that aren't already banned. They want to ban whatever they can get their hands on, and certain types of ammunition. And he goes on to refer to Michael Bloomberg, who's financing that campaign. And he says such laws are drafted and enforced to thwart legal gun ownership and the safe use of firearms. It's no surprise that Williams didn't have a New York license. Such permits are difficult, if not possible, to obtain. When we come back, I'm going to quote a police officer from New York, and then we're going to move on to something different. Armed American Radio in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, we're back. The GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Let me jump back in to the National Review piece. I enjoyed reading this. Good piece. Go look at it. Go get it. Keenan Williams is only the latest victim of New York City's strict gun laws. You can catch this over at thegunfeed.com, I think is where it came in. I get so many alerts, I don't remember where most of them come in from anymore. but I believe that's where this came from. But I gave this an extra glance here because of it reminded me of Neil McCabe's tweet. He wanted to talk about this or text. I'm sorry. He wanted to talk about this with me on Sunday's Monster broadcast. And we'll probably do that with Neil on this upcoming Sunday broadcast, because I know he did want to mention this. There's a lot going on here and a lot to talk about. It reminds us of a lot of things that we've got to fix that are broken when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. Let me go back to, and the author's name on this, by the way, is Jonathan Tobin. And Jonathan does a really, really good job on this piece, all things considered. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. This is important. Anyone who has spent any time in New York knows that the city rigorously enforces its draconian gun laws. Moreover, as the National Rifle Association advises when flying, gun owners must have a legal permit for their weapons both from the flight's origin and its destination. Williams, who has been a member of one of the city's two NFL franchises since last April, though both actually practice and play in New Jersey, should have been aware of this. If anything, his status as a well-known wealthy football player increases the odds that he will not be let off with a lesser charge. But the case, Jonathan Tobin reminds us, also illustrates, I'm quoting, the dishonest nature of the way we discuss gun legislation. Advocates of even stricter gun laws that would ban certain types of firearms or ammo, such as former New York City Mayor and failed presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg, who has financed anti-gun campaigns around the country, argue that their passage is a matter of life and death. Yet preventing people who legally own unloaded firearms from safely transporting them isn't about saving lives and preventing crimes, let alone the mass shootings that generally drive the conversation about gun control efforts. Such laws are drafted and enforced to thwart legal gun ownership and the safe use of firearms. Tobin nailed that in ways that we've talked about for how long. This is not about crime. Why does the state of New York care? Why? Because they don't like Williams's gun and they don't want him to have it, whether he's a law-abiding citizen or not. This has nothing to do with crime. Now, I'm going to go down, and this is going to really bother you. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. This bothered me. This is what raises my feathers. This isn't a secret. New York City Police Sergeant Damon Martin, who runs the police intelligence unit tracking illegal guns, acknowledged in an interview with NPR last December that his work is made easier by the virtual impossibility for citizens to get permits. According to Martin, take a listen to the quote, the cops know whom to go after in efforts to confiscate weapons. Here's what he says. People who have a gun license in, let's say, Georgia, and they relocated up here, your gun license is no good. Now, what disturbed me is the comment, the cops know whom to go after in efforts to confiscate weapons. How would they know that? Ding, 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 ding. Bueller? Bueller. 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 Of course they know. It's the same reason they want universal background checks. Because they don't work without registration of firearms to see to it that whoever moved a gun between friends and family actually had a background check done. How do they know it was done? They require you to register your firearm. That's how it gets done. So Tobin's piece is good, and it points that out in no uncertain terms. Two things to take away from this. There's a lesson here. If you're traveling with a firearm, and this is crazy, but under federal law, you can travel from point A to point B under federal law as long as the gun is legal where you're taking it and legal where you own it, from origin to destination. Yet in New Jersey, New York City, other areas, if you're passing through these areas and you don't, you're basically screwed is what I'm telling you. Now that begs the next question. How do they know you have a gun buried in your trunk? What cop? I mean, how many times have I driven through New Jersey when I was moving back and forth and dating girls? I've lost count. I hitchhiked through New Jersey. My gosh. But what I'm telling you is I've never had a cop search my trunk anywhere. No, I'm not telling you to break the law. it's legal for you under federal law to transport your firearm. The problem is it's not under New Jersey law. That is where the disconnect lies. That's what needs to be fixed. That's the end of that story. If you're traveling with your gun, know the law. It's that simple, please. Switching gears. In a divided America, misery is looking for company. I actually saw this as my alerts were coming in the middle of the night. Had to be 3 o'clock in the morning. I texted it to myself as a story. Let's see, when did I do that? When did I text myself that? Let's take a look at this. I texted myself that 5:03 a.m. this morning. So I guess it was a little bit later than I thought it was. But I read it earlier, so probably around 4. Texted it to myself around 5. It's a piece from The Hill by Peter Coleman. He's an opinion contributor at The Hill. In a divided America, misery is looking for company. The reason this caught my eye and caught my attention was because I could have written it. In fact, I think I've said everything in here on the airwaves at least a million times over the last 12 years on radio. Just incredible. But there's some great points to this that I want to point out. Written by a leftist. How do I know that? I'll explain that in a second. Let me give you a quote. I don't have to explain it. You'll hear it. But the author tells us right now, most Americans are simply fed up. And he's right. The combination of myriad simultaneous crises, coronavirus pandemic, the stock market free fall, election hacking, and freakish weather events. That right there tipped me off. Freakish weather events? What freakish weather events? You mean a hurricane during hurricane season? That's not freakish to me. Fires in California during fire season? That's not freakish to me. Tornadoes during tornado season? That's not freakish to me. That's freakish to liberals who somehow have managed to teach themselves that hurricanes during hurricane season is freakish and that tornadoes during tornado season is freakish, that snowfall totals in Buffalo during snowfall total season in Buffalo is somehow freakish. My God, one after the other. I knew right then what I was dealing with just by that three words, freakish weather events. He goes on, a peevish, hyperpartisan Congress that is stalled, very true, and an increasingly politicized and hysterical opinion-based media have created a vicious and anxiety-ridden culture. Let's go back to one of my favorite sayings, I should say, over years. What have I always said about the mainstream media? An entity that I've said, I see if you want to use the word entity, that I've studied for over a decade and a half. What have I said about the mainstream press? That a mainstream media pushing an agenda, be it left or right, it just so happens leftists in our case, at least today in the times we live in, during a 24-hour news cycle that is driving an agenda, is incredibly dangerous and doing what? Tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation. And that's true. We're witnessing right now in historic, I've never seen anything like this, this coverage with coronavirus. If I have time, I'll get to that. Because it does have everything to do with guns. If not, I'll get to it tomorrow. But this column was essentially something, while albeit written by a leftist, nails where we are with the mainstream press and really seems to have a pulse on the psyche of the nation. I would expect that because when I went down and looked at the bio of the author, Peter T. Coleman is a professor of psychology at, of all places, Columbia University. Leftist, Mark A. is vindicated. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back in the GunBroker.com studios with you. On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the GunBroker.com studios. Love that. Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Love that. Crossbreed Holsters on the Sunday Monster Cast on the Lead Slingers mic. Gotta love that, right? Isn't that great? Speaking of Lead Slingers, let's talk about our sponsors real quick, real fast. Just run down the list with you. Lead Slingers Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow, Dawn at MyPillow. We love Dawn at MyPillow. She's so much fun. And I get the reports from them every week, and it is really cool to see how many people are supporting the right to bear arms by sleeping on a MyPillow. It's really incredible. And hats off to Mike Lindell for making that possible with Armed American Radio. Of course, I mentioned the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, GunBroker.com, Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms, the giveaway with Sadie Sweat. That was huge. I got to check back and find out if that shipped. And I'm working on mine now, shipping to that individual. We had to swap some FFLs. We're doing that now. I got that paperwork for him, so we'll get that thing rolling out to him. That was a lot of fun. Of course, DefenderCoffee.com. Now, I did something really cool with my Defender coffee today, the organic roast. My wife had a Keurig kit in it that we don't have a Keurig. We use the Ninja because Sofia Vergara sold me the Ninja coffee maker at 3:30 in the morning. She was selling and I was buying. Glad I did. Regardless of that, I used a little bit of, there's a kit that they have that turned it into a caramel thing that was really, really good. So I used the Defender Coffee Freedom Roast to do that, and it was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. In fact, I'm going to have another cup in a little bit. Really good stuff. DefenderCoffee.com, and of course, Bursa and Emerson Knives. My next gun will be a Bursa. I spoke with the dealer last night. I can't wait. I'll let you know when I get it. I've been saying that for a long time, but when I get it, it's going to be just a tremendous amount of fun. All right, so there we go. And Emerson Knives, we're getting ready to work with them on the Sunday Monster Cast to put together a GunBroker.com range bag giveaway package. That's just going to be way cool. All right, let me finish up with the divided America, because the author of this piece is a psychologist, Peter Coleman, and he nails how most Americans are feeling. How do I know that? Because I talk to a lot of you. And you feel very similar. I feel the same way, that we're sick of this. We talked about it yesterday. I'm done with it. I have no interest in trying to work with. So do you think I want to sit down? You think you could change Joe Biden's mind? Joe Biden's mind is probably shot, but nobody could change this. It's a worthless conversation. I'm sorry. This stuff goes in one ear and out the other. You think you could sit down with, oh, I don't know. Let's pick one. How about Shannon Watts? You think you could sit down with Shannon Watts and have a conversation with her and change her mind about anything? No, not going to happen. And here's why you don't have to change your mind. Because you're right. Because you've got the Constitution on your side. Because the Second Amendment is on your side. And we're not compromising crap. I'm not giving up anything I have to compromise with a leftist who wants to take my stuff. Not going to happen. And this guy picks up on it. Coleman picks up on it. He says we're feeling colder toward, more fearful and contemptuous of those with opposing views. And some of you are sitting out there going, I'm not afraid of anybody. That's not what he's referring to. What he's referring to is the phenomenon that makes us go out and buy guns when they run their mouths. You're not fearful of Joe Biden or Beto O'Rourke. I'd like to see both of them come by my house and take my guns. That's not what I'm fearful of. If I go out and buy guns, I might be fearful of what? Legislation that might do that, depending on how things might turn out in an election. So people go out and they buy more guns. That's what he's referring to. And according to some polls he's looked at, sentiments have more than doubled like that since 1994. And here's something frightening. 10% of both Democrats and Republicans feel that violence would be acceptable if the other side won the 2020 presidential campaign. Does that give you pause for concern? It should, because that's 10% who feel it would be acceptable. I'd like to know the number who think it might happen. It's probably a hell of a lot more than 10%. And therein lies why we have this conversation in the Armed American Radio, GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Because there's panic out there. Let's make a couple things clear. Should you be concerned about the coronavirus? The answer to that is yes. You don't want to get sick, right? Nobody does. What do? Do you need the media on it 24/7? Of course not. This is doing nothing but ginning up fear. And fear leads to what? Panic. No, you don't want to get sick. But I'm not concerned. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people. Are you worried about this? What are you changing about what you're doing? Well, let me tell you something. I'm not changing anything about what I'm doing, because I do these things anyway. It's not the virus that has me concerned in the least bit. It's panic. The reason I talk about the media today, the reason I talk about what these people are saying, is because of the panic as a result of the fear that's being ginned up across the country today. That's what you need to be concerned with, in my estimation. Running into people who want your stuff because they're panicking.
You've got a city in New York, New Rochelle, quarantined by the sleaziest governor in the country. Quarantined using the National Guard. Why? Because 19 people got sick. I don't know how many people there are in New Rochelle. I didn't look at the number. But I'm sure it's many, many thousands. And the city is being quarantined. Overreaction? Who knows? What, you want to watch, quote unquote, the news? You don't even know what you're getting anymore. You're getting millions of opinions from a bunch of blowhards on millions of different stations. I know. My mom told me billions of times never to exaggerate, right? You're getting thousands of opinions on dozens and dozens and dozens of radio stations, television stations, fake news outlets telling you what's going on, what's going to happen. None of them know a thing. None of them know anything. Yet they're going to continue doing what we're talking about here, putting this stuff out. And as the professor from Columbia tells us in the previous article, is causing us a tremendous amount of anxiety and a tremendous amount of strife. Here's what you need to know. In my estimation, as I've said, you need to be more concerned about people panicking because we're at a point now that we've never seen before. We've never seen this in America. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And you don't know what people are capable of. So let me give you some advice from good old me. I lived in hurricane country for many, many, many years. I had preparation. I had it set. I have meals. And here's what I have. I have 3 months worth of food. Do you? My family has 3 months worth of food. We can survive. And it's good food. But I like cafeteria food too. Okay? I do. I like cafeteria food. I love that stuff. Anything, the freeze-dried food, I love that stuff. Yeah, I can eat that stuff. It's not a big deal. I think it's good. My kids happen to like it too, so we're in pretty good shape. But I've got plenty of food. I've got plenty of ammunition. And I'm doing something that you may not have considered and you may want to consider. I'm talking to my neighbors. We're planning together as neighbors what we would do under certain situations if something were to break down in a city near us and people decided they might want to come up here and see if they can get their hands on the stuff they don't have that they think we might have. It's called preparation. Preparation, avoidance, awareness, right? How many times have we talked about it over the last 12 years? Almost 12 years. Preparation, avoidance, awareness. Prepare to avoid by being aware. Isn't that the truth? So do yourself a favor. Understand that all of this hysterical coverage is only going to get worse, and it could lead to trouble. In the city of Atlanta, they've canceled the Final Four for crowds. The NBA season is off. And as the good professor, liberal professor of psychology from Columbia reminded us, this is not healthy for the soul. It's not healthy for the psyche. Do something about it. Take your head out of the media. Prepare your family. Have what you need. Go outside. Breathe the fresh air and live your life. Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow. We're going to do it all over again. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy your day.